That for the firefighter who was killed last week?
Yep. Eric Mitchell had less than a year on the job. His grandfather served for 30 years in a 23rd Engine Company. He stops by almost every day.
Mr. Mitchell. These are the people from that firm I was telling you about.
Well, I'm glad someone is trying to find out what really happened to my boy.
I'm sorry about your grandson.
This just couldn't have been an accident.
We're going to do everything we can to figure out what happened, Mr. Mitchell.
That's what it takes to get the feds involved. Grieving relatives.
We investigate any time a firefighter's killed on the job. The building fire was a bad one. Two-alarm blaze. Eric Mitchell and his company went in, did a preliminary sweep. Now, Eric came out with a kid. Then he headed back in. The company got separated. They didn't find Eric's body until they put out the fire.
So the fire didn't kill him?
The coroner couldn't find a cause of death. Eric's burns had no inflamed edges. He was dead before the fire even got to him. It's unusual. And it raises the possibility that another firefighter killed him and left him there to burn. I hired you because if someone is lying about what happened in that fire, I need to know.
Well, that won't be easy. A firehouse is a behavioral in-group. They become more cohesive in the face of adversity.
That's so.
Chief Morrow, Lieutenant Clayton.
You know, that shrink mumbo-jumbo won't get you far with our boys.
That's why I won't be interviewing the men.
Dr. Lightman will be conducting the interviews?
No. We'll get the most deception leakage from these firemen if they're interviewed by someone that they respect.
So we won't be asking the questions. You will.